And also what I heard from that is, Natalie, by teaching people about beer, you're kind of a health coach, which is a lie. Welcome to the Beer Feelings Podcast, where together we are indulging in life and craft beer. This show is all about demystifying the craft beer space in a fun and flirty way for beer beginners or for beer lovers who are just curious to learn more. My name is Natalie Jones. I'm your beer guide and I am your forever gal pal. Now, so far on the podcast, our episodes have kind of spanned the gamut between teaching about different styles of beer and kind of beer facts to really just overcoming objections on why individuals think they shouldn't drink beer. Everything has been from my own perspective, my own research, my own journey. And I am so, so excited for today's show because we get to address an objection that, frankly, I just personally don't have the skills or background to talk about on my own, but I hear it all the time. So today I have invited my friends, Lori and Tim Fitzpatrick, who run Nutrition on Tap, to hang out with us just for a little bit. Now, we are going to talk about beer and nutrition and get over this idea that you can't drink beer because it's going to make you fat, or you can't drink beer because it has too many calories. But before we totally hop into the episode, I want to take a second to remind you about our Beer Feelings boxes. Now, these kits have everything you need to have the ultimate bougie and boozy spa beer night at home. Now, we released these 7 curated experiences as part of our first birthday celebration last week. I am still partying strong. Maybe I'll celebrate the first birthday for the whole year. But let me tell you guys, these boxes are flying off the shelves since I released them. So if you want one or you're looking to order one for the holidays or a birthday coming up, I'd invite you to hop on to beerfeelings.com and click on the store button or beerfeelings.com/store sooner rather than later to make sure that you can get the experience that is going to bring you the most joy. So I'll go ahead and I'll link everything up in the show notes just below this episode to make it super easy. And that's it. Just one reminder today. So now let's go ahead. Let's hop in to today's episode and learn a thing or two about beer and nutrition from my pals, Lori and Tim. Hello, Lori and Tim. I am so excited to have you guys on the Beer Feelings Podcast. Welcome. What are we drinking?
Thank you so much. We're so excited to be here. I'm drinking a Legend Brown Ale from Legend Brewing.
And I have a Apple Crumble Amber Ale from Three Notch Brewing Company.
So we're keeping it local to Richmond, Virginia craft beer today.
That sounds awesome. I'm drinking a lemon icebox pie, a la mode beer. So Tim kind of on that dessert trend, which I was a little nervous. We'll get into this in a second on it's okay to drink dessert beers or sugary beers, but I was a little nervous. Should I try and drink a light beer with you guys? But let's, I'm getting ahead of myself. I would love you guys to take a second. Tell me a little bit about yourselves. How did you get to nutrition? And then really, I'm curious, how did you get into beer nutrition?
Yeah, so I'm Lori. Tim is my husband, and we both kind of got into nutrition the same route and then kind of met each other along the way. So we were both athletes growing up, very involved in sports throughout, when we were growing up, high school, college, and that kind of got us interested into physical activity and exercise science. And so we both kind of chose to study that in our undergraduate degrees, which were at separate places. So I was at Temple in Philadelphia.
And I was at Virginia Tech. Kind of from there, exercise and nutrition kind of go hand in hand. But, I think we didn't really realize that at time. I know for me specifically, being an athlete and playing basketball and volleyball, I just always thought, if you out train people, you'll be okay. And it wasn't until my senior year of college when I started really getting into nutrition that things just kind of clicked, and then decided that was the route that I wanted to go into. which led me to going into grad school to study nutrition, was where Lori and I met because we were in the same program. She came over to Virginia Tech grad school. And from there, I don't know if you know anything about becoming a dietitian, but you know, you have to have the...
I know very little. Let me be clear about that. Nutrition, I seldom think about.
Yeah. Well, you have to have undergraduate coursework in order to qualify to be in a nutrition, a dietetic internship. And so it's like a year-long residency of where you get supervised practice hours, get a lot of one-on-one time with people and patients. And we both moved up to Boston to complete ours. And then you have to take a credentialing exam on top of that. So that's kind of how we got into nutrition.
Very cool. And then how did this kind of journey turn into beer? I found you guys through your Nutrition on Tap Instagram channel. And I just thought it was so fascinating that someone out there is not only talking about beer, which, like, as you guys know, I love. All the listeners at this point, if you've made it to this episode, know I like beer. But I love that you guys take a health angle when it comes to beer. So where did that come from?
So kind of during our training and just kind of the way that we ourselves eat and drink and experience food and beer, we have sort of an all foods and drinks fit philosophy where there's nothing that we exclude. So we're never judging you for like drinking any particular beer or for eating any particular food.
Which is great. Yeah, that's why we get along.
So we just kind of had that philosophy to begin with. And then we both really enjoy craft beer. And that's something we've experienced together between living in Boston and then moving to Richmond. And so I kind of had the idea like, hey, what if we just did nutrition for craft beer drinkers and kind of focus that passion that we have towards a specific audience that might benefit from it. And the more I kind of thought about it and looked into it, it seems like there's not a lot of healthcare providers that talk about alcohol. And the ones that do sort of take a like, well, you just should stop drinking if this is something that you're worried about approach. And mm-hmm. that black and white thinking isn't something that we really agree with. And we kind of like to live in the gray area of like, yes, you can have beer and you can have food, but you can also nourish your body at the same time. And it doesn't have to be one or the other.
I love that. I love everything about your journey. And I love, for me, it's especially relatable. I don't know. When we've talked in the past, I don't know that I told you guys about my beer roots, but I initially started out as the intern for a running company. And that's how I found beer, was we were doing events at breweries. So just interesting how like fitness maybe is the gateway drug to drinking beer. So love that part about your journey. So let's dive into like the beer specifics, the questions that have been on my mind and probably on listeners' minds, you know, once they saw the title of this episode. Talk to me a little bit about some misconceptions that individuals have regarding craft beer specifically and their health.
So we touched on this a little bit already, but I think a big misconception is that you can't drink beer and still be healthy. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be one or the other. You don't have to choose. There's this like infinite world of possibilities where you find the right balance or create the right balance for yourself between those two things. And so we kind of like to coach people to figure out what that might look like for them. So that's one big misconception we've kind of come across.
Yeah. And like other things I think people have heard too is like drinking beer gives you a beer belly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
when that's, you know, not the case, like Lori was saying that, you know, there's a lot of different ways that, or things that you do diet wise and in your everyday life that, you know, may or may not contribute to something like that, but it's not just one specific thing that would cause something like that. And so you can definitely drink beer and not
have a belly.
Worry about having the belly.
Yeah, it really comes from just, you know, calories in general. If there's an excess, then it's going to find somewhere to live and be happy. And it just so happens that for men, a lot of men carry extra fat around their abdomen area. And so that's kind of where the beer belly comes from. But as you and I both know, drinking beer is not exclusive to men. And
nope, and not anymore.
And so women carry that weight a little bit differently. So it's usually like hips, butt, and thighs is more where the extra weight might go. So definitely no beer belly involved with women.
Very cool. So maybe, I mean, I'm just like living in this alternate reality in my head, like playing, like rewinding reality and then playing it forward. If women more traditionally drank beer than men, maybe your belly wouldn't be around and it would be like your booty or like, I hate myself for saying that now, but like maybe there would be a totally different term, but I just,
you never know.
I think that's super interesting. Like the term happened because that's where men tend to carry weight. Men happen to drink more beer than women. And that's the end of that. So you guys have talked a lot about balance and I love that. I think like you can watch too much television and you can probably run too much. You can probably like have too many dogs, although I would argue no. Is balance like custom to each individual or are there some like overarching concepts? So like, for example, are there healthier beers for people and are there less healthy beers? Like, do you guys recommend 5 beers a week or less, or like how individualized do people need to get when it comes to their own balance, or are there some rules?
That's a really great question. And it does get kind of tricky. I think in general, doing research and learning about health and alcohol on humans is really complicated because everyone is so different. And it's also not really ethical to take a room full of people and say, like, you should drink a certain amount of beer and we're going to see what happens. So since that's the case, there's definitely some nuance to the recommendations. But in general, it's kind of recommended that for women, you should consume no more than one alcoholic beverage per day that you drink. So you can't kind of take the sum total and say like, oh, there's 7 days in a week. So if I can have one drink a day, then I can just save them all for Saturday.
Have a wild Saturday.
So one drink a day or up to one drink a day for women and then up to 2 drinks per day for men is kind of the rule of thumb based on the limited research available. But we do like to take a really individualized approach. We kind of consider, hey, there's all this science that we sort of, you know, kind of are getting a sense of what might be healthy for people, but you are the expert in yourself. And like, we don't know anything about you or the rest of what you're eating or drinking or how you're moving your body or your stress or your sleep or like anything about that. That's all really unique to you. And so we like our recommendations to be, you know, how can you find the right balance for yourself with all of the information that we think we might know about beer and health?
That's awesome. I mean, that makes so much sense. I think, again, like my brain's doing a million things at once. My boyfriend sometimes, we're going to take a little tangent and that's just where it is. But my boyfriend, sometimes I ask him what he's thinking about and he says nothing. And he truly is thinking about nothing. And meanwhile, I'm thinking about 500 things at the same time. So all is true while we're podcasting as well. But I'm thinking about in the different, number one, that is a very big difference between men and women. I have a lot of thoughts in my brain. He's able to like calm it down and live a very peaceful life. So it makes sense that our alcohol consumption would be different. But even within the same gender, like you were mentioning, I think about my sister, who is much taller than me, much more muscular than me. And then from a habit standpoint, like she owns a Peloton, she has a number of gym memberships. Like she also eats a lot of Cheez-Its. So like, I mean, all of those are a very different world that she lives in versus I am a very good couch potato, but I eat a lot of vegetables. So I like that you guys take an individualistic approach, but still base it in some studies. That makes it feel a little more real to me, which I like. I like some facts mixed in there.
Yeah.
So very cool. So as far as like healthy beers, not healthy beers, is there any truth in this?
No, I would.
No, I love it. Okay, that's all.
it's not really so much about like what beer you're drinking, but like how you're drinking it, why you're drinking it, you know, allowing yourself to enjoy it.
I was going to say, what is a healthy way to drink beer? If it's not about the beer itself, like what is
right.
that?
Right. Well, I think you don't want to necessarily restrict it. You know, sometimes people might have rules where I don't drink during the week. I only drink on the weekend. Mm. And so you could run into issues where, you know, you might really just want to have a beer one weeknight, as mm-hmm. we all do. And but then if you have this rule for yourself that, you know, well, I can't have it, it's, you know, Tuesday, you know, it's not Saturday, it's not Friday.
Sure.
You're kind of creating this mindset where you're just not in a very good spot. And what might be more likely to overindulge on those Fridays and Saturdays versus if you were just allowing yourself to have that beer and enjoying it.
It's like if you ever try to tell yourself, like, sure, you can't have something, that just makes you want it more.
Ice cream.
Yeah.
Ice cream is it for me. I eat the whole pint. I'm that girl.
We're big ice cream fans in this household. But yeah, so as far as like how you're drinking your beer, I think, Natalie, a lot of what you actually do, maybe without knowing it, is kind of teach people how to drink beer in a way that they enjoy it, they're mindful about it, they're putting some thought into the overall experience. And so for us, where we see like craft beer as being healthy, is you're enjoying an art, you're experiencing, you know, a product that's been, you know, a lot of time has gone into that. You're witnessing the flavors and the aromas and the mouthfeel and the like level of carbonation. And, you know, there's so much going into like you enjoying a beer that if you pay attention to it, you can really enjoy that experience. You know, if you feel comfortable with it, if you like the beer that you're drinking, or are at least open to considering maybe liking it one day.
Yeah. I think that's the most like beautiful beer statement I've ever heard is, and also what I heard from that is, Natalie, by teaching people about beer, you're kind of a health coach, which is a lie. but I think like, as far as in my life, I'm almost 30, like going out and getting drunk really isn't something that interests me anymore. Like hangovers are awful, you know, like, and after the first couple, you can't even taste them anymore. It seems like kind of a lousy way to spend money and spend calories. So that's, I mean, I'm loving that like these viewpoints are coming together. My viewpoint has always been like, I don't want to waste sips, like flavor potential, on things I don't love. And you guys are like, let's indulge, but like, let's do it for the right reasons. Let's drink beer because we're excited about it. And in the same way that like, you wouldn't go to a fancy restaurant and order like a tapas restaurant. I ate a lot of tapas with my sister when I went to visit her, but you wouldn't go to a tapas restaurant and then like see how fast you could eat like the special noodles. Mm-hmm. Cause that would be such a waste of like the artistry. So I love how all of this is like melding together. So awesome. Awesome. I feel like I know where the answer is going to go for this, but we just finished October, which means I saw a number of individuals that I follow that are either influencers or friends or networking colleagues that took on Sober October. I also see this happen a lot in February because it's the shortest month. So it's the like quote unquote easiest to be sober for. You're going to see a lot of it in January. But how do you guys feel about something like a short-term alcohol cleanse where you just totally cut it off and go cold turkey? Do we like that? Do we hate it? How do we feel?
So our thought is that if you can enjoy craft beer in moderation, you're drinking in a safe way, a healthy way, you're being mindful about it, there's really no reason to stop drinking beer for a month. I'm not aware of any research that your liver just magically like regenerates during that time. And then if you're looking to drink less, then maybe a better way to approach that would be to try to drink less beers on each drinking occasion or each day or week or month or whatever that looks like, versus like just stopping and then restarting the same thing that you had been doing. There's nothing really magical about just like pressing pause on drinking alcohol. You're not like really getting in there to like figure out what's going on with your drinking, you know. You're not learning about more beers that maybe you find more enjoyable. You're like not doing anything active during that process that would be mm-hmm. more healthy. So then whenever you do start drinking again, you're just kind of pressing play and like resuming all of those same behaviors and nothing's really changed. So we feel like it's a better strategy to kind of focus on being mindful about your drinking.
Never quit.
Yeah. Just kind of being more thoughtful about how you're consuming beer. And kind of working towards that moderation through like small gradual changes versus big ones.
Yeah. And I think sometimes like when you participate in some of those challenges. You know, sometimes I think you see the challenge and it's telling you that something is wrong. Like, you have to participate in the Sober October because
you need a reset.
You need a reset. You've done too much. And so we need to take a break for a month, which that just isn't approaching it in kind of a safe and healthy way. It goes back to the point of, well, now I'm craving it. And, you know, this is what I want, but I'm not allowing myself to have it. And kind of creating these tendencies that, you know, for some people can really be kind of destructive, when if you just took a little, you know, made small changes over time and created a better relationship with where with beer and alcohol, you'd be in a much better spot.
Yeah, there's this whole kind of can of worms called diet culture, and that's more of a second beer kind of conversation than a first beer conversation. But essentially, there's, you know, this whole like supplement industry out there that's trying to create problems for you and then solve them by telling you that you need to give them your money for X, Y, and Z that maybe aren't really doing anything actually for your health. So we kind of see some of those tendencies and enter into the beer world, which is perfectly natural, but that's just something that we're kind of on a mission to like help people identify and then maybe consider a different behavior.
As I've become a bigger adult, like I don't feel like I'm growing up. I feel like I'm just becoming a bigger adult every day. It's so funny. I think there's a book out there it's called something like Everything You Needed to Know You Learned in Kindergarten. And like being nice to people, say please and thank you, like only take seconds if you're hungry. But I feel like everything that you guys are talking about goes back to that, like eat your broccoli. It's okay if you have a snack size Kit Kat in your Lunchable, like, it's not going to kill you. But these things sometimes are really hard. Like even like on my own fitness journey, I fall in and out of like, man, I can just do this 30-day program and I'm going to be cut and it's going to be done and I'm never going to have to do that again. And then what do I do at the end of that program? I eat all the ice cream that I can. I loaf about because I'm like, okay, I did it. I checked the box. I did the easy answer. But like, fortunately or unfortunately, it's much simpler than that, but it's really about like the long game, which is good to hear from someone else besides like my personal trainer on like, Natalie, you have to keep coming to the gym. You can't do this for 3 weeks and then like wonder why your legs are still sore when you walk the dog. So I think that's awesome. Do you guys have any tips and tricks on how can people start today with improving their relationship with beer to kind of more of this like steady, healthy, like it's just an old pal instead of like the wild and crazy cousin that comes into town once a month?
Well, I think it goes back to kind of what we've been talking about, you know, already is I think the easiest thing you can do is just kind of, you got to check in with yourself and understand where your relationship with beer is right now. I think that's going to let you know if something does need to change. You know, do you feel guilty after drinking? Do you feel like you have to count all of your calories or that you have to earn your beer or work for your beer or feel like you have to skip meals or have very small meals in order to save room for your beer? I think you have to first figure out what your relationship is. And once you've identified that, then it becomes easier to make a plan, create some habits, and kind of move forward versus being stuck or potentially moving backward.
Sure. It almost sounds like dating. is this just like a flash in the pan guy or is this like a lifer? It's about reflection and self-awareness. And like, do you recommend like journaling to do this or just like going on a walk and thinking about it? Is there like a formal process that makes this easier? Or it's just about like, do the work, talk to somebody about it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there a shortcut? The answer is going to be there's no shortcuts.
No, that's a great point. And that's kind of what we're trying to figure out is like what tools would be helpful for people to have so that they can kind of go through this experience and come out on the other side having a better relationship with beer. So we love that you asked this question because it's something that we're like hey, this is something we want to help people with, but we're not really sure what tools they need or where they're at right now or what might be helpful. But I think you definitely hit it on the head when you said it's about like reflection. Like maybe you did have a wild and crazy Saturday and you woke up on Sunday and you weren't feeling motivated to exercise or meal prep. And so your drinking is kind of affecting those other healthy habits that might be setting you up for success the next week if you had chosen to drink less or, you know, so any feelings that you're having afterwards, your feelings, get it. Any feelings that you're having though, really around your drinking, if you just check in with those and figure out why they're happening and maybe what you can do next time that you might feel differently or have the result that you wanted. That's really kind of what we're trying to coach people to figure out for themselves, but it's not something we can just kind of like tell you.
For sure. I was going to say, the minute that you figure out this worksheet or audiobook or whatever, I will be the first in line to listen to it. Like I am so excited about what you guys are doing. I'm so excited that you're a kind of a different opinion out there, that you're niche specifically in the craft beer industry. Like, I love you guys. We're going to be lifelong friends. I've already decided. So I'm sure everybody listening has also fallen in love with you guys. So what can they do to get the conversation going with you on a more personal level? How can they get in touch? How can they learn more?
Well, first, I just want to make sure everyone understands that we're not like promoting drinking beer for your health. So we're not telling you that this is something you have to do.
Yes.
This is something that we are finding healthy aspects of drinking beer and enjoying craft beer mindfully in moderation and with like other people in the craft beer community. And I feel like that kind of social connectedness is also really important for your overall kind of health and well-being.
Absolutely.
There's also like physical health, and then there's your mental health and well-being. And so if drinking a craft beer every night makes you feel happy and, you know, you look forward to that, that creates some feelings of joy, then there's no reason to kind of restrict that entirely. So I just wanted to clarify that, but.
Love that. Okay. So to recap what I've learned from you, I'm a health coach. Drinking beer is self-care, and I'm doing it the right way since I'm not trying to get drunk. So this is just, it's made my day. So you guys can just like hop on. We'll do one of these once a week. We'll call it a therapy session as well, but sorry. Yes. That was a great clarification. When people fall in love with you, how can they get in touch with you?
So we're on Instagram at Nutrition on Tap, like you said earlier. And so feel free to follow us on there. We've got all sorts of free content, and you're also welcome to message us if you have any questions, or if you're like, hey, I was really interested in that one thing you said, can you do like a whole deep dive kind of post or, you know, something on that? We'd be more than happy to, because we really want to hear, you know, what would be helpful for you all based on, you know, having us as dietitians and resources. And then right now we're doing a free accountability challenge. So every week we're sharing a flight of healthy habits with our followers, and we're asking them to just commit to one of those things in the comments and then kind of checking in throughout the week to see how it's going, just to kind of encourage like what that kind of bite-sized behavior change should look like. And we're doing it right there with everyone, because health isn't something that you just achieve and then it lasts forever. It's something that you kind of keep working on. And so we're right there along with everyone trying to eat our veggies this week.
That's, I think, the one that I chose on the flight, whether I commented or not. Now we're letting the beer set in, but I've been trying to drink more water. So I can speak from my own experience. The Nutrition on Tap channel is friendly. It's accessible. It doesn't shame at all. It just encourages and it gives guidance, and it talks about beer. So all things that I love, but would definitely encourage Nutrition on Tap on Instagram. I'll link it in the show notes if you guys get goldfish brain or you don't want to like type or spell. So just like scroll down and click on it. But oh my gosh, Lori and Tim, this has been amazing. Not only has it made me feel really good, but I've learned a lot. And I'm so thankful that you guys made the time to come talk to a lot of people about beer and just really like spread your message, which I think is so important to share. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. We had a great time and we're excited to work with you again.
Absolutely. We will catch a beer next time.
Perfect. Cheers.
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 Well, team, I hope you had as much fun listening to our chat as I did recording that. I really do love that Lori and Tim have such a simple and straightforward philosophy on health and wellness. It's just, it's easy to remember. It's easy to stick to. You don't need to reference like this encyclopedia of all these rules. So make sure to connect with them through the link in the show notes if you want to learn more, or I'd invite you to pass along their information to a friend that you think would like hearing what they have to say. But my friends, that is all for this episode. And I hope that no matter what you guys are doing today, that you're doing it with a great beer in hand and even better people by your side. Catch you next week. Cheers.